This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear respective brothers and sisters, in this short reminder, I would like to speak about, inshallah ta'ala, something that hopefully will inspire us this Ramadan, and that will give us a better understanding in how we should conduct ourselves in this month, the attitude that we should have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while fasting in this blessed month of Ramadan. Did you know, my beloved brothers and sisters, that when Muhammad, Khadija, Abdullah and Fatima are carrying out acts of worship, it may seem from the apparent that they are doing the exact same thing. However, it could possibly be that their rewards are completely different. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about the salah. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَنْصَرِفُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ. When one finishes the salah, فَمَا كُتِبَ لَهُ مِنْ صَلَاتِ إِلَّا عُشْرُهَا. He only received 1/10 of the reward. أو تُسْعُهَا أو ثُمْنُهَا أو سُبْعُهَا أو سُدْسُهَا أو خُمْسُهَا أو رُبْعُهَا أو ثُلْثُهَا أو نِصْفُهَا. It could be that he got only a 9th, an 8th, a 7th, a 6th, a 5th, a quarter, a 3rd, and half of the reward. Is my brothers and my sisters the one who is focusing on his Lord? Because when you're standing in front of your Lord, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنْ أَحَدُكُمْ إِذَا قَامَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ فَإِنَّهُ يُنَاجِي رَبَّهِ. When one stands in front of his Lord in the salah, he's interacting with his Lord. Is the one who's focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same as the one who's thinking about what his wife has cooked back home? Of course not. Likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in a hadith, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَا يُصَلِّي سِتِّينَ عَامًا. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَا يُصَلِّي سِتِّينَ عَامًا. One, he prays for 60 years. فَمَا تُقْبَلُ لَهُ مِنْ صَلَاهِ. But his no salah is accepted from him. لَعَلَّهُ يُتِمُّ الرُّكُوعَ وَلَا يُتِمُّ السُّجُودِ. Perhaps he does the ruku' properly, but he doesn't actually do the sujood properly. And because of that, his salawat, his prayers are not being accepted from him. And likewise, my brothers and my sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the hajj. مَنْ حَجَّ وَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتْتُ أُمُّهُ. Whoever performs the hajj and he doesn't engage in obscenity, any transgression, then this person will come back like a newly born baby. My brothers and my sisters, can the one who is in the state of ihram, concentrating and focusing on his Lord, staying away from that which he shouldn't be engaging in, can he be the same as the one who might spend the days of Hajj arguing, swearing, slandering, backbiting, spreading rumors about others, maybe even going as far as pushing people and getting onto the bus to move from one place to another, something we see every single year? Can they be equal? هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلَا. Of course not, my beloved brothers and sisters. Again, it shows us that one may do these acts of worship, however, people come out with different rewards. And that brings me on to our discussion today, and that is about fasting. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about fasting. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطَشِ. Perhaps one may fast and he gets nothing out of the fasting except thirst and hunger. The same is said about the fasting, my beloved brothers and sisters. It may be that one withholds from the things that he should be staying away from, like food, drink, and sexual intercourse. ولكن the reward on يوم القيامة is completely different. Imagine to yourself, my beloved brothers and sisters, that you come on يوم القيامة and the fasting that overwhelmed you, that really tired you, that exhausted you, you have absolutely nothing from it. And that is because you didn't stay away from the things that you should have stayed away from. That brings me on to what a sawm means. What does a sawm mean, my beloved brothers and sisters? A sawm linguistically means al-imsak, to withhold from something. If I say to you, you need to do a sawm from social media, it means you need to withhold from it. If I say to you that you need to do a sawm from haram relationships, it means that you need to withhold from it. If I say you need to do a sawm from Netflix, it means that you need to withhold from it. And this meaning is also mentioned in the Quran in reference to our mother Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. When she gave birth, she was very worried about what the people are going to say to her when they see this newborn. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to her, فكلي واشربي وقري عينا، فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. When you go to the people and they ask, where you got this baby from, say that you did a vow. What was this vow? To do a psalm. What was this psalm? What was this thing that she was going to withhold from? فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ. I'm not going to speak to anybody today. Technically, my brothers and my sisters, there is a four-part definition to what a psalm means from a technical perspective. And we're just going to stand over the first part, inshaAllah ta'ala. It is إِمْسَاكٌ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مَخْصُوصٍ. It is to withhold from something specifically. And this is split into two. Number one, that which is going to nullify your fast, like food, drink, and sexual intercourse, and all the other things that is going to nullify your fast. And the second thing that is going to, my brothers and my sisters, or the second thing that we need to withhold from, and this is what really concerns me in this reminder, is that which is going to reduce your reward. Ramadan is so much more than just staying away from food, drink, and sexual intercourse, guys. It's so much more than that. That brings me on to what Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned. And this second part, my brothers and my sisters, is that which is going to reduce your reward, that which is going to destroy it. What did Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He said, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلِيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ وَلِسَانُكَ عَنِ الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَآثِمِ. When you do fast, فَلِيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ. Then make sure that your hearing is fasting as well. And also your eyes are fasting. And also your tongue is fasting. From what? From lying and all sorts of sins. If you're listening to music, you are working towards destroying your fast. If you're watching things that you shouldn't be watching, haram things, and we all know that which is out there that people fall into, this is going to affect that which you attain from this month, my beloved brothers and sisters. And that which we say with our tongues, the swearing, the backbiting that we do. In fact, my beloved brothers and sisters, it's not just about killing time as we hear every single Ramadan. Let's go here, let's sit in this place in order to kill time. My brothers and my sisters, it's much more than that. Look what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, أَفْضَلُ الصُّوَامِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي صَوْمِهِمْ. The best of those who fast are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most while they are fasting. And the best form of dhikr, guys, is reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jal in this blessed month. So it's a month of activity. It's a month of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a month, my brothers and my sisters, where we spend the days of fasting, sleeping, or not doing anything. It may be that one comes across that narration that I see every single year going around. And then he acts upon it and thinks that he's actually doing something great. What is this narration, guys? The narration that has been attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's completely free from. صَمْتُ صَائِمِ تَسْبِيحٌ. One being silent is like him saying Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. وَنَوْمُهُ عِبَادَةٌ. And him sleeping is a form of ibadah. So he sleeps for 17 hours, huh? Or maybe even sometimes more than that. From Fajr all the way up till after, huh? Maghrib. Because he spent the whole night maybe engaging in things that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best about. And then he sleeps, wakes up at Maghrib time, and he may think that khalas, now I've managed to attain so much reward. But in reality, my beloved brothers and sisters, that narration is mawdu', it is fabricated. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have a productive Ramadan where we attain the maximum and the optimum reward. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.